This is an area that has been under the control of Russia for a long time. And in the 1990s, there were two wars that were fought that were really horrible and violent wars. The Russians have viewed this as an essential part of Russia. And so going back to the 1940s, during World War II, there were Chechen nationalists who saw an opportunity and opposed Russia. And then they were a great number of them were deported to other parts of the Soviet Union. And so it was said that that these young men were born in Kyrgyzstan. Because if that is in fact the case, then they were among the people who had left and been deported out of Chechnya in various ways.
And I understand the oldest went to school for a year in Dagestan. Is that nearby?
Yeah, that's very nearby. Dagestan, that's all part of this, the Caucasus area. All of this area is very much in play. In Georgia, you look at the various issues over Georgia, Azerbaijan, Armenia, then there's Chechnya, Northern Ossetia. These are all these areas that have these different groups that are not fully integrated into the Russian way of life, to put it in a very general way. And so that there are a number of strategies that have been employed since 1990 in order to integrate them into Russia. And one of the chief strategies has been that of a great suppression and repression.
So the relationship between this region and Russia has never really been very good.
It's complex. During the Soviet period, life in Georgia was good, for example. And Georgia is also part of the Caucasus region. But, Stalin, for example, was Georgian. And so during the Soviet era, Georgia was well-treated. It was a well-off area. But subsequently, there were some great differences between, say, American policy and Russian policy towards Georgia. We would like it to be more integrated into Western alliances, and they would not. Russia has been in control of those areas since the beginning of the 19th century, so they view it as part of their body politic. And so that in some areas, like in Chechnya, we haven't really opposed them. We don't like what they do, but we don't really oppose them because there's nothing to be gained for American interests. I think American presidents have decided to openly oppose them on this.
Is there any open anti-American sentiment in that region?
No. Like there is anywhere. I mean, there are people, and during the wars in the 1990s, like in other places, radical Muslims have come in from outside to help, and those people are people who don't like the role that the United States is playing, and feel that the United States and the Russian government are really quite similar. And in fact, we do have some common views with Russia against terrorism. And our interpretation of what's going on in Chechnya has changed since the early 1990s, as there have been these tragedies in Beslan, which was a school in which these Chechen terrorists took over, and almost 300 people were killed. There's been bombing of subway stations in Moscow by people that were called Chechen terrorists. And so the view is that we have some common interests with the Russians in stopping these kinds of terrorists and stopping this kind of activity, because terrorism is not particularly helpful for our everyday life.
I read some comments this morning from the Chechen president who was saying, no, they're not from Chechnya, they're from this other region.
The comment that I saw attributed to him was that this was born in the United States, not born in Chechnya. Chechens who were deported, or Chechens who were, there are Chechen diaspora, and these guys were part of the Chechen diaspora. And so there are Chechens not just in Chechnya, there are Chechens all over. And so in the same way that members of diaspora often participate and are members of the community at home, these guys are too.
Yeah, I see the father of these boys tried to move the family back to Chechnya back in 1994, which was probably not a good time to try to move back to Chechnya.
And when they were, sure, it was a bad time. Yeah, no, things have been very difficult there. As they, they saw an open window of opportunity, the Chechen rebels, to kind of declare independence. Russia had been relatively weak at that time, if you recall, but it didn't succeed, and we didn't step in. And no other outside force stepped in who might have supported it, but there's only so much that one can do, no matter what you think.
You mentioned then Russia was not as strong as it is now. as Russia continues to try to grow back, probably not to where it once was, how is the relationship between the U.S. and Russia at this point? Is it at a particularly low point right now?
No, I don't believe it's at a low point at all. I think that things are pretty good. You know, we have some common interests with them. We have some differences with them. And there are things that we would like their support on and things they would like our support on. And I think that we managed to find these common interests. On the other hand, there are some areas where there are real differences. And the question that any American leader has to face is to what extent are those differences significant enough to call them on it. And on the issues of Chechnya, it just simply has not been.